and waited for his nod. Suppose they don't attack here at all, but go past us to attack holdings south of here, Dukes East, or even beyond your lands, if Akria's purpose is in part to discredit you. I had not thought of that. Such a plan could include a small attack here, enough to convince us, with the bulk of them hurrying south. Krakolnia?
They couldn't have moved today, my lord, unless they swung wide of the ridge east of here. We had plenty of men out, and even some miles west on the road, but tonight or tomorrow.
To make it work, they'd have to show that they'd come past me, said the Duke. If they entered from east or west, everyone knows I can't patrol the entire north line alone, and no one holds west of me this far north.
Proof. They'd need some proof. Neither of the villages could stand against a large force, said Velici, with plunder from there, even prisoners.
That's it. The Duke's voice hardened. By the gods.
I think that's it, Pax.
Yes, my lord, it feels right.
Now what?
Let me think. How many would they commit to an attack on us? In the dark, it wouldn't take much. Some fire arrows, an attempt to break into the cellar, maybe 50 against the walls. Krakolnia, how few archers can you hold this place with?
Me? Terzgut. Most of the cohort, all of it. If you mean hold it very long, there's that tunnel, don't forget.
I haven't. Even so, I'll leave you a squad of Arkalans to back you on the walls, and take two of your archers. Pox, go find Arkalan and Doran, tell them to ready their cohorts to march out at once, and then meet me here. You ride to Duke's East, that's where they'll hit, because that's where the Varela Road is. Rouse the militia, and tell them we'll be there as soon as possible. Heribert Fontaine, the mayor, has a great horn. Blow it if you see any sign of orcs.
Yes, my lord.
Pox turned to go.
And even if you are a paladin, don't try to take them on by yourself.
No, my lord, I wouldn't. Pox grinned at him and ran out of the room. She had not been able to sense clearly what was wrong before, but this plan felt right. Doran and Arkalan, when she found them, understood at once, and by the time she had saddled a fast horse, the cohorts were arming for the march. Pox led the horse out the postern and found herself alone in the dark on a cold, windy plain. She mounted and turned the horse toward Duke's East. The north wind behind her carried the sounds of the company roused. She legged the horse into a gallop, trusting its night vision over hers. The sounds fell away as she rode, replaced by the thudding of hooves beneath and the rush of wind. She had never ridden in a night so dark. It was like being in a cave. Heavy clouds shut out the sky, and she could see nothing, not even the horse's neck in front of her. When they came to the shallow rise a mile out, she knew it only because the horse lunged at the slope, the rhythm of its stride broken. Then down the other side, into the same blackness. She thought of trying to make light, but decided to wait until battle was joined. It would only make her obvious to any watchers to do it now. At last, the watchlights of Duke's East flickered ahead of her. The horse snorted and lunged ahead. The lights came closer. She could see them now as individual torches, streaming in the wind, on the low bank that had been thrown up on the north side of the village. She pulled the horse down to a long trot and yelled for the watch.
"Stand and speak!"
yelled one of the sentries behind the bank. She hauled at the horse, and it lugged to a halt. "I've word from the Duke, for Mayor Fontaine," she yelled back. "I'm Poxenarian."
"Come on, then," said the guard. "What is it?"
She rode slowly into the circles of light and slid off the horse in front of them. "You're to rouse the militia," she said.